I've been reading some Talmudic stories, and one that I liked was about a certain rabbi who was bitten by a snake while he was praying. And I thought how religious Jews through the ages had different interpretations of this incident. And the result of it is this poem, which is called Snake. When the snake bit Rabbi Hanina ben Dozer while he was praying, the snake died. Each day is attended by surprises, or it is nothing. Question: was a barefooted, smelly rabbi more poisonous than the snake, or so God adulterated he'd become immune to serpent poison? Oh, great, great, great uncles, your palms weighing air, why are you arguing? Listen, the snake thought, being old and unwell and bad-tempered as hell, death wears thy sting. In short, was just testing a snake's last fling. Yes, the so-called snake was dying anyway, its heart calcified and as old as Eden. No, that snake was A1 fit, but while hissing for fun, it clumsily bit its own tongue. No, Hanina invented that snake, not for his own sake, but for first-class religious publicity. No, no, here's the key to it. Ask, did the rabbi later on become a jumpy, timid man? Remember, he who has been bitten by a snake thereafter becomes frightened of a rope. Bearded men in darkening rooms sipping lemon tea and arguing about the serpent till the moon of Russia, of Latvia, Lithuania, Poland rose above the alien steeples, centuries asleep. Now tonight a clean-shaven rabbi who once studied in Vienna says snake venom contains hemolysins, hemocoagulants, protolysins, phytolysins, and neurotoxins. And that even in Hanina Bendoza's day, a snake was a snake. Unless, of course, it was a penis, an unruly penis, making a noise like one pissing on a mound of fresh hot ashes. Oh, great, great, great uncles, did you hear him? And are your ham bones weighing moonshine?